We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Carl Conrad, he's someone who's maybe not very well known anymore. He was a friend of Adolphus Busch, and he went and he did research throughout Central Europe. In what was at the time the Austro-Hungarian Empire, what is now known as the Czech Republic. And he went to this little town, which in German is called Budweiser, and he found this recipe, apparently. He brought it back. He patented it, and he also registered his trademark with the city of St. Louis. And while it didn't work out financially for him, he actually declared bankruptcy. His friends at, you know, making friends is our business, as Anheuser-Busch always said, they helped him out. They took over the trademark. Actually kept Carl Conrad and Company on the label for decades. And as you can see here, the label has not really changed a lot over the last century and couple decades. They took the German off for obvious reasons, but a lot of these same elements emphasizing the quality ingredients. Back in the 1870s, they had, you know, Zotzer Hopfen, which means, you know, there's a particular type of famous hops called Zotz. They took that off. And the Böhmischer Gerste, which basically means Bohemian barley. Now they obviously talk about other things on the label. But they still talk about, you know, the quality ingredients. They still have those wreaths of barley and hops on there, though they took the crown off. Those sort of royal icons taking off, though it is still, of course, the king of beers. That monogram of the CCC, Carl Conrad and Company, that, of course, has been replaced with the AB logo. But otherwise, you know, that it's pretty much, in a lot of ways, still looks exactly the same type font, that cursive. You know, it's kind of a St. Louis standard. It's a tradition that hasn't changed since the 1870s.
Just to look at it on the page, it looks like they went and had the label made and yes. Then gave it to someone like yourself back in those times, right, that would be able to archive this.
Right.
Do you know if he was a part of that design, or does that explain that in this, or is it mostly just, you know, bureaucratic?
Yeah, it is pretty bureaucratic. I mean, they probably actually would have found it pretty funny that we're so excited about it today. I mean,
it's just a label, guys.
You know, it's just recorded in a book, you know, and, you know, on either side of it in this giant, you know, 60-pound ledger, you know, there's just some anonymous, totally forgotten about, you know, trademarks. I mean, right after this world famous Budweiser label, there's somebody's, you know, Buck's Stove Company, which is just completely forgotten. And on the other side,
bring it back.
You know, on the other
Where are Buck's? Where are the Buck's at there?
And you know, the other side is, you know, the J.H. Weir, Jesse Booger, and, you know, Jonathan Booger Company, you know?
Yeah, Booger, that didn't last long.
No,
you
exactly.
You can tell why. Maybe around Halloween it might.
But then right in the middle of it is this iconic trademark, just listed, just another day in the 1870s for the employees of the Recorder of Deeds.
So what should be Anheuser-Busch Day? There's a particular day mentioned here. There's several days, so what should be Bud Day?
So maybe, you know, Anheuser-Busch Paper Label Day, we might want to call it.
Okay.
It was recorded on April 3rd at 4. They actually have the time, 4:40 p.m., 1878, so it was getting close to the end of the day, actually.
So 4:40, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, maybe? It's 4.
Right,
it's
exactly.
4:40
yeah.
Somewhere.
Somewhere in Europe right now, maybe in the Czech Republic, actually.
Right, where this came from.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.